Lesson 37. Listen to Smokey the Bear. At one time, the United States was heir to great riches, for more than half of our country was covered with forests. Now the majestic woodlands have dwindled to the point where we have no surplus of trees. Of course, only a traitor to the beauties of nature would deliberately set a forest fire. But careless citizens are the vandals who are responsible for much of the destruction. In time of drought, especially, scorching fires started by careless smokers can reduce a beautiful forest to acres of blackened stumps. Theodore Roosevelt understood that we cannot abide the continual loss of our precious forests, but we must learn to live in harmony with nature. In 1905, he approached Gifford Pinnock to head the Forest Service, which promptly began to unify efforts in caring for our national forests. The modern forest rangers from the outlooks stationed on mountain summits to the smoke jumpers who parachute from airplanes to fight fires ask us to heed the advice of Smokey the Bear, who has become their symbol. Smokey says, "Only you can prevent forest fires."